This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. President Trump says the U.S. is ready to respond to an assault on Saudi Arabia's energy infrastructure, an attack his administration is blaming on Iran. AP Sagar Magani has more from the White House.
In the president's words, America is locked and loaded, and a U.S. official says a military response is among the options.
This was a deliberate attack on the global economy and the global energy market.
Even as energy prices spiked, Energy Secretary Rick Perry said the market is resilient. The president's authorized releasing U.S. strategic reserves if needed to stabilize it. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Tunisians went to the polls Sunday to select their next president. Unofficial results suggest two outsider candidates are ahead. More than 7 million people were eligible to cast their ballot in what is only the country's second free presidential election, 8 years after its so-called Jasmine Revolution. Purdue Pharma, the maker of prescription painkiller OxyContin, has filed for bankruptcy protection in a U.S. court. AP's Jeff Mulvihill, who covers opioid litigation, reports Purdue Pharma's bankruptcy filing is not the end of its legal troubles.
The company makes OxyContin. It's being sued by thousands of state, local, and tribal governments across the country. It announced a deal last week with about half the states plus the local governments to settle those lawsuits. But now what happens is up to a bankruptcy judge.
The value of the settlement could reach $12 billion. North Korea says it may be willing to discuss denuclearization with the United States if unspecified threats and hurdles to its security and development are addressed. The comments Monday by North Korea's foreign ministry come days ahead of what U.S. officials hope will be a new round of talks. From Washington, this is VOA News. Talks between General Motors and the United Auto Workers continue.